Welcome, everybody, to Kins is Cool. This is our second episode. I want to thank the LakerCast Studios and the Shouldis Library on the campus of LSSU for having us. Last time that we met, we explored what is kinesiology. This week, we have Professor Jody Susi with us, who's been a faculty member here since 2005. Jody, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I'm very excited to converse.
Before you became a professor at LSSU, you held several different positions. Could you tell us about some of these positions that you had before you became a professor here?
I'd be happy to. Straight out of undergrad, actually, while I was still a senior, I was hired by Max Out Gym, which is no longer a gym here, but Max Anderson is still a big person in the Sioux. She was my first boss. So I did personal training and gym management, facility management, whatever my boss told me to do. Really enjoyed that. Then I went up to the hospital. It was called War Memorial Hospital. And I worked in their fitness facility, concentrating on people who were coming out of cardiopulmonary rehab. So it was like kind of a next step program, continuing their rehab, ensuring that their heart and their body was healthy, help with their anxiety around their heart condition. And we also worked a lot with post-physical therapy, again, taking their rehab to the next step, making sure they understand their exercises, following the physical therapist's prescription, and that kind of thing. I had other jobs, but I'll pass it off to you for now.
All right. For a while, when you were the worksite wellness coordinator for the university, could you tell us a little bit about that job and also, too, the recognition that the program and you received from the state for having a excellent worksite wellness program?
Sure. Yeah, that was my first full-time position at Lake State. Well, I adjunct taught, too, but worksite wellness was the first one. Excellent job. I enjoyed it so much, being able to work with employees on their individual health and fitness goals while also doing campus-wide projects, trying to get the whole campus involved. You might remember we did a Biggest Loser contest where we pitted departments against departments. So that was really enjoyable position for me. And I can see myself doing that if I wasn't in teaching. It's probably my second favorite job in the kinesiology umbrella. And then we won a governor's award for a healthy workplace and a good worksite wellness program, which I was really proud of for the university, and give myself a little pat on the back as well.
Well good. Congratulations for all of that. So like most of the educators here on campus, you know, we have our education, we have degrees past our bachelor's degree. So I know that your master's thesis, that you did some work with exploring the coach's knowledge on nutritional information and that type of thing. Could you talk a little bit about that and why you were interested in that type of topic?
Yes. So the topic was nutritional knowledge of Division II coaches and resource utilization. So my reasoning behind that was looking at a comparison of D1 and D2 programs. D1 programs, there's quite a bit of research, and they have a lot more support than most D2 sport programs have. For instance, they might have a nutritionist on staff. D2, it's usually falls to the coaches or the athletic trainers. So I'm already aware that athletic trainers have that educational background where they can provide sound nutritional advice and they know the resources to use. I was curious on the coaches' knowledge and resource utilization if one of their athletes put a question to them. And the findings were knowledge was low, and the resource utilization, they were falling back to Googling things rather than using scholarly materials. So there's an obvious difference between the support D1 athletes get nutrition-wise and the sound support versus D2 isn't quite as sound. They would have to know to go to athletic trainers to get that sound advice.
And so earlier you mentioned about the kinesiology umbrella, and we talked about that during our last episode as well. And so your master's thesis, underneath this umbrella of kinesiology, there's coaching, there's education, there's nutrition. Can you maybe expand upon how your thesis kind of fits, how it fit underneath this kinesiology umbrella?
Sure. One part of the umbrella is athletics, right? Sports, athletes, and all the people involved in sport performance, because kinesiology, we want to prevent injuries, we want to improve performance. So having a good nutritional plan, understanding nutrition, plays a big role in being able to train properly and perform properly. So it would fall under the athletic side of the umbrella. Anyone interested in going into strength and conditioning, coaching, athletic coaching, or even sports management would, that's where the umbrella is.
All right, perfect. And then after you were finished with your master's, you started some work at Western Michigan University. I believe it was interdisciplinary health studies or health sciences or something like that. Could you maybe talk about that and how that's helped prepare you or enhance your career here as an educator at Lake State?
That did a lot for me. It's a really interesting program where they only accept 10 people a year, so that's your cohort, and they only accept one person from any one healthcare or allied healthcare field. So I was the first one with exercise science kinesiology background accepted into the program, and I got to work with people from physical therapists to speech therapists, and it was just my peers alone taught me a lot about the different fields and got me thinking about, you know, how does kinesiology relate to this, to speech therapy? Where might we collaborate? And then the program itself, I was lucky enough to get a graduate assistantship, and I worked with my advisor as a research assistant. And that was an amazing experience. She is an epidemiologist. She's now in Hawaii, actually, working for the CDC. But we did research looking at, the first one we did was on poultry workers in Georgia. And we wanted to know their knowledge and practices and habits related to exercise and nutrition. And it was all about the cultural aspect, so we don't go in and put our culture on them. We need to understand them if we're going to put any type of application to help them with their health.
Thank you, Joy. That sounds like it was very interesting, you know, working with all these interdisciplinary type of people. And like we talked about during our last episode, this whole big umbrella in kinesiology can help people to pursue all kinds of different avenues of jobs and this type of thing. And so that sounds like really exciting to, you know, physical therapy, medical people, epidemiology, and so all these different individuals to draw knowledge off of. That sounds really exciting. So here at Lake State, I know that you've taught many different types of classes and many different classes. So currently, what is your favorite course to teach?
Oh, that's a hard one. I've got many classes that are near and dear to my heart. Prescription for special populations. I love working with special pops. That's something I do for outreach a lot. But currently, the one that I'm teaching that probably my favorite would be psychology of exercise and rehabilitation. It's just to understand how the human mind and mental health can affect someone's rehab process. It is intriguing and very important for all of our students interested in any rehabilitation field.
Okay. Well, and you mentioned too that you do some outreach and community service with your students. So can you expand upon that? What type of outreach do you do with your students?
Oh, I have so many examples. For instance, we have this young man who is on the autism spectrum, and we have placed students with him and his family to do exercise therapy and overall health therapy for over 10 years. And it's a paid position too, so it's good for students, get it on their resume. We go to Meridian Adult Foster Care, and we put on group exercise classes for the residents there. We go to McKinley Manor and Fraterville and do exercise classes for the residents at both places there. Tender Care, I forget the new name. Do you recall offhand across the street? We also place students there just helping with, it's kind of incorporating psychology of exercise and rehab, trying to improve their overall well-being. So most of my outreach was with Special Pops, but I also go to area high schools. I've gone to St. Ignace, I've gone to Sioux High, Rudyard, and I do talks there, bring students with me, trying to get high school students interested in kinesiology.
That sounds exciting, and it's nice to hear that the students aren't just sitting in the classroom listening to people talk all the time, that they're actually engaged in doing stuff that they're learning in class, and they're actually helping our community as well. So congratulations with that.
Thank you.
So we're all human, and nobody's perfect except maybe Mr. Boucher, who's sitting beside me here.
Of course, okay. Yes.
But... have you ever had a faux pas in class and something that you'd like to share or something that you could share?
I've had many faux pas, but I have one really embarrassing moment. Years back, I was lecturing in class, and I could tell something was up, but I didn't know what. But you know how you can just see the kids kind of giggling and looking around, but I had no idea what was going on, so I'm just lecturing away. And I had this one student, shy, quiet, very smart. And all of a sudden, I see her writing something on a piece of paper, and then she holds it up so only I can see it. And it says, "Jody, your fly is open." I was like, all right, well, I see who has my back. And I quickly zippered my fly and continued teaching. What can you do, right?
Well, I'm sure we've all had days like that. So it's nice that the students were looking out for you.
At least one of them was, yes.
So you mentioned the community service and stuff that you do with your students, with the kin students. But what do you see kinesiology students do once they graduate? Where do you see them go?
You're talking about alumni where I've seen them or where I predict is going to grow in the future?
Where do they go?
Oh, okay. Well, we have students all over the place. Currently, we have a student working with cardiopulmonary rehab at the hospital. We have students working at the rehabilitation center, or alumni, I should say, not students. We have alumni going into public health promotions, which is a growing field that I want to put a plug in for. We have physical therapists, occupational therapists. Those are always very popular with our graduates and our students. We have students doing coaching, getting into the athletic field, athletic trainers. In fact, we have one coming back, do we not?
Yep. I believe Steph's coming back to help out with our NCAA club sports. And then Stephen McLeod is currently one of the athletic trainers here as well. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, the more alumni, the better. So we have them working in every area under the umbrella. If you know, we have people working in sports, whether strength and conditioning, sport coaching. We have people working in the rehab field. Already said cardiopulmonary, athletic training, PT, physiotherapy, occupational therapy. And then we have people going into health promotions, public health, doing worksite wellness, community health educators, and public health. And we have people working in sport management, going in to be athletic directors and things along that nature.
So, yeah, so perfect. So, again, right, this big umbrella that kinesiology is, right, it's not just physical education teachers, not just coaching. It's this whole thing from public health to allied medical health to running sports teams. So this whole big umbrella. So it's really good that, you know, our students are being exposed and getting jobs and employment within these areas. So we're kind of closing in on the end of our time. And so I'd like to just kind of end with, what do you like about kinesiology?
Oh, that's kind of funny. Exactly what you said. My undergrad, it was exercise science at the time, but one of the things that drew me to it is I wasn't pigeonholed into one job. I had so many options, and if one thing didn't work out, I could follow a different path. Life happens. You might live in an area that there is not a job opening in what you were hoping to do. Well, you have other options while you wait for that position to open. So it's just the options, you know. You can put yourself through graduate school doing personal training on the side. There's always something you can do. That's what I love about it.
Well, perfect. So, Jody, thank you so much for being on our show today. Right now, it seems like we got another episode planned maybe in about 2 weeks again. Again, I want to thank Mark Boucher for helping us with our little podcast, and him and his staff at the Shouldis Library and LakerCast Studios. So with that, we'll wrap it up. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Kins is Cool, and we'll chat with you next time.